Welcome to Shomach Shomach Nadav, she responds to Nishman Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Mem Gimel. As we're getting closer to Tisha B'Av, we have something that Nyonin de Yoimo in this Daf. The Gemara tells us in Amud Beis that there was a shul in Ardor, they had in it an Adarto, it had a statue in it. And the Gemara calls the shul what? Biknishto de Shof V'Yosi Bin Ardor. What does it mean, Shof V'Yosi Bin Ardor? So Rashi means two explanations. Explanation number one, he says, Shemakom Shayab Medinis Nador. It's a place in Nador. V'yeshemer, some say, Tetzichonio v'galuso inotlu imoy me'avni Yushalayim u'me'afora. Chonio took from the stone of Yushalayim and from its earth, it's from its sand. U'b'na'usham, v'hayu d'shav, yes, v'nador, nishayv karim v'yishashav karim. It moved from Yushalayim and it came here to Nador. The Aruch says more than that. The Aruch says that it wasn't just they took the stone and sand of Yushalayim, but they took from the stones of Beis Hamikdash. For the stones of Beis Hamikdash, they took and they went from Yerushalayim and built the shul in Ardo. Which is a side point. The Halakha de Meiri points out there's a sefer which is called Kisvei HaNoseah Rabbi Yomin Metudela. Rabbi Yomin Metudela traveled around the world and he wrote a diary, and that's a sefer that came out. He mentions there that in Ardo there's a place which is called Pshitoiv. And it was built from the stones of Yerushalayim, it's from his sand. That's what he brings. So everybody says, where is Pshitoiv? We don't know this place. So he brings the Merkavas HaMishneh, that many times Chazal take a word which is in a different language, and they show that it's two words in Lashon HaKodesh. He says the same thing over here. Pshitoiv is the name, in the Persian name, but it's made out of two words, Shaf V'Yosif. Shaf V'Yosif is Pshitoiv. So that's what was mentioned in that diary, what we have in our Gemara. The Chasam Sefer, and Shuv and Yeridea, similar ratios on Chedalet, he brings this in the name of Rashi, says the name of Rashi, that Shav Yosef and Ador, they took the stones from the Beis HaMikdash, and he asks that how can you take the stones of Beis HaMikdash? What about Gedusha's Beis HaMikdash? I'm not allowed to use anything of Beis HaMikdash. How can I take it from Beis HaMikdash and put it in a shul? So the footnotes over there in the Chasam Sefer says, Rashi never said that. Rashi says it was from the stones of Yerushalayim. He never said it came from Beis HaMikdash. He says, part of the Chasam Sefer is referring to the Aruch, who says these stones came from Beis HaMikdash. So Chasam Sefer wants to say that there's a concept, bo b'pritzi mechilaluo, that once the goy went to Beis HaMikdash, they took away the Gedusha from the stones of Beis HaMikdash. So of course, you're not allowed to take stone of Beis HaMikdash and put it in a shul stam. But once Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, now you can take that stone and put it in a shul. The Sefer Ma'aseh LaMelech on the Rambam, in Perek Aleph based in Yehuda's base of Chiro, in the beginning, he brings this question to Chasam Sefer, and he says that what they did is they took from the stones and earth that's below Beis HaMikdash, the mechilos, the tunnels below Beis HaMikdash, they don't have Kedusha, and that's what they took from. They didn't take from the actual Beis HaMikdash. And the Sefer Cheshav Ha'Eifet, Chelek Beis Siminum Zayin. So he brings this discussion, he brings the Aruch, he says maybe Rashi, the fact of Rashi, can I explain the Aruch, maybe he argues with the Aruch. But he asks a question, which really Chasam Sefer also alludes to in the end of his Tshuva. He says, but Yechonio, that Rashi is referring to, he went to Galus 11 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. So when they went to Galus, Beis HaMikdash was still there. How can they take the stones of Beis HaMikdash? So he says, you have to say, even according to the Aruch, it doesn't mean they took the actual stones of Beis HaMikdash. What it means, stone of Beis HaMikdash means the stones that were around Beis HaMikdash when you were Yerushalayim in that vicinity. So there's no riot at all that you could come and use the stones of Beis HaMikdash for a shul. But Kopanim, we see over here, there was a shul that says of there that the Shechinah did not leave that shul, that was built from the stones, the rocks of Yerushalayim, and according to the Aruch Pashup Shat, they were in the rocks of Beis HaMikdash. And the Ma'asai LaMelech that we mentioned, he refers to that. That's part of the idea of Ayah, that we always have to remember Beis HaMikdash. Why did they do that? They wanted to have a Zikaron in Bavel Beis HaMikdash. They always to go and down there and remember in Makom HaMikdash, the place of connection to HaKadosh Baruch. And this is one of the Chiyuvim that we have. Tzion Doirish Ein Lo. There's a Taino that people are now waiting and yearning for Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash. And when we are in Galus, we don't have it. We have to at least have that cheshek, that desire to go to Beis HaMikdash. And this is one of the things they did in order to have that connection, is to build a bais, to build a shul, which reminds us of Beis HaMikdash every time they go into there. And therefore, it's a special shul that Shechina was always there. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to Hotzikul, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.